Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are a week until the NFL draft. The Browns don't have a first-round pick again. But that's okay. He's joining us live in studio very shortly. They did have to get coffee, so he is a coach that drinks coffee, so we can cross off the Belichick question.
Now we're out of questions.
We're just going to sit here and stare at each other for the next 45 minutes.
Sounds exciting.
The head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski, joining us in studio. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Good morning, guys.
We move on to the Taylor Swift questions?
Yeah, go right
on
ahead.
We want to know, because I'm now going to be stuck in the car listening to Taylor Swift because she just dropped a new album.
Oh, I know all about it.
So is that going to be a part of your life as well?
I have a 9-year-old daughter. Okay. Her birthday party is today. And guess what the theme is?
It's got to be all Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Wait a second. You didn't have to get a favor from Haslam to like fly her in or anything, did you?
That was probably requested at some point. Maybe the 10th birthday. We'll save that.
What a thing to ask here right at the very beginning, Andy. Very well done.
Well, I just wonder because, you know, people with resources, you know, we're going to be expected to have to take kids to Taylor Swift. So,
well, I'll say this. Big day in our house because you got Taylor Swift album dropping today and Pearl Jam album dropping today, guys.
That's
come on.
Right.
Big day. Fan. Big day in the house. Yeah.
I didn't know you were a Pearl Jam fan.
Oh, yeah. Very excited.
I didn't even know you liked music.
I like coffee. I like music. Let's keep it going. What else?
Teenage angst. You're bringing back
sure.
The teenage angst years.
We've all experienced it.
What's your favorite song to sing out loud while you're driving? Mine's Jeremy.
No, too dark.
It is dark. Yeah. I will grant you that, but it's a really good song.
Him and his friends tried to shoot the music video.
It's hard. It's like picking your favorite kid. Hard for me to say.
That's very true. How's the off season going?
Great. Yeah, great. We're full speed ahead with the players, which is awesome, getting them back in the building. It's so strange being they leave, the season ends, and then you got all this time before April 15th, and you're just in that big building and the locker room, and you just don't have players in there. So having them back in there, they bring an energy, so that's been incredible. Just being with our coaches and watching our coaches coach and teach and has been awesome this week. That's been really fun. And then this draft process. It's a long process. I give Andrew all the credit. He's got a very, very strong stronghold on how he does things, on this, how he runs the meetings, how he brings players in. You can ask him about the 1 through 300. He's going to tell you about each player and something about them. And I don't have the bandwidth that he does to be able to do that. But he's in full control right now. It's kind of fun to watch him work.
You know, we are very simple people, the media, the fans. At times we distill your offseason to a few themes, like how is the quarterback, how healthy he is, who's going to be calling plays. Like, what do the players think when they get in that building? Are they eager to see Deshaun, or is it business as usual?
I think at this point in the – well, they're excited to see their teammates. I'd say that for sure. You know, you kind of – everybody spreads out all over the country, sometimes the world, when the offseason hits, and then you get to come back and see each other. So I think there's that element of definitely seeing your teammates. But I would tell you it's April. You know, we don't really look too far ahead. I think the guys understand, or at least I believe they're kind of like, okay, week one, phase one, meetings, lifting, running, repeat. You know, that's kind of, we kind of put the blinders on and don't look too far ahead, other than to say, I think they really enjoy being around each other.
Obviously, we don't want to dance around the shoulder injury of Deshaun Watson, but I really want to know with everybody. You had a lot of guys injured last year. So how does that play into bringing them back? Because we had just think, well, you know, it's a new season. Everybody should be out there. But it's like, nah, guys got surgery over the offseason. Yeah. They got surgery later in the season. How do you go about that?
It's all part of it. You know, injuries are a part of our game and will always be a part of our game. And we all hate them. They're terrible, I could tell you. Just it's no fun watching your guys go through those. And then there's off-season surgeries and guys are coming back from surgery. You very rarely go into a season where it's just everybody's, you know, feeling exactly how they you know, nobody's coming off injuries. Everybody's feeling great. Even some of the players coming out of the draft are coming off of injury. So you take all of that into account. But that's just part of our business is rehab. And I think our guys do a great job of it. And you factor all that into your planning. So, you know, it's not a one size fits all. So as guys come in to start to work out, there are certain guys that are on different levels based on returning from injury.
Coach Kevin Stefanski in studio with us. So when you talk about rehab and Deshaun, obviously you, the organization, on record, 40-yard throws he's been throwing, you know, throughout the days, and we all expect him now to be ready week one. That injury in particular is one that had a lot of people nervous. Is it something that made him nervous? Was it something that made you guys nervous as you delved into it? How quickly did you Google glenoid? What you heard?
I still haven't. I know what I know. I trust the people that are experts. No, I think it's like anything. Deshaun is rehabbing his injury, had his surgery. He's working. He's doing everything and more. I mean, that's kind of his mentality as he rehabs. So I get to watch him work every single day, how he comes to work, how he gets through his rehab, how he goes in the meeting rooms, just in the weight room. He's exactly where he needs to be. I don't get too far ahead and say, what's he going to be doing in May, June, July? I just know he's doing exactly what he needs to be doing right now, and he's doing a great job.
I know you've referenced recently that he texts you if he has a play he'd like to see or be featured in. All right, he's texting the coach. I always wonder about this when it comes to coaches and their interactions with the players, especially in the year 2024. How many guys are texting you?
Oh, all of them.
All of them?
Our players?
Yes.
Yeah, nobody picks up the phone and calls. I haven't heard a player's voice on a phone in a very long time.
What's the frequency of those texts out of the season?
Yeah, there's certain guys, and I'll text. I'll usually start the text. I like to check in on them a lot. Every other week, just where are you? How are you doing? You know, everything okay? That type of thing. And guys are great at getting back to me, and that's why I say they're all over the world. You know, Miles is in Japan a little bit ago, and guys are traveling, and a lot of Caribbean trips for a bunch of guys. So for me, I just want to always keep the dialogue going, but it's dialogue over text. It's not, nobody's picking up the phone.
What did you think the job was going to be before you were a head coach, and what have you learned here over the first 4 years about what it's like going into your fifth, what it's like being a head coach in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I was very, very, very lucky when I was at the Vikings. My first job in the NFL, I was the assistant to the head coach. So my office was right outside Coach Brad Childress, right outside his office. So I saw daily that stream of people going in and out of the office, and here comes a player who's disgruntled. Here comes a business person. Here comes, you know, another coach. And just I had a front row seat of what goes on in that office and some of the stuff that comes across the desk. So now, having said that, there's always something unique. You know, that you don't have a manual for everything. But I was pretty eyes wide open for what I was getting myself into. I maybe didn't realize how good the talk radio was in this town. Maybe that was one thing that I learned over the course of time.
It is?
Stop.
I didn't say who. I said talk radio general.
Ah, okay.
That's interesting. But other than that, I mean, I really did. I felt confident in knowing what this job encompasses. And I take it seriously. I know because I hear from our fans all the time. I know how important the Brownies are to this, to Northeast Ohio and beyond. I get it. And I've said this to you. I may have said it to you guys before. Like, I'm not that far removed from being a fan. I'm not that far removed from listening to talk radio, from going to practices, to going to games. Like, I know that feeling really well.
But it's year five now, so players talk about all the time. Njoku, now going into, what is it, year eight. Like, he's talked about the difference of maturity. What about for a head coach? How much has it changed for you now and the confidence level? Where is your confidence going into this year compared to where it was that first year?
Yeah, I do think there's something to be said for all of us doing your job, going another lap around the sun, getting comfortable with what you do. You don't know what you don't know until you do it, until you're in there and learning and failing and learning and winning and learning. I think for me, trying to constantly be getting a little bit better, trying to get a little bit better each season, there's that element for me. So I feel like I'm growing and learning as I go. I am not a finished product. I've told our players this. I want the best version of them. They want the best version of me, and we're constantly trying to get there. But certainly, the more games you've been involved in, there's kind of...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confidence that comes from that, certainly.
Over your time being a head coach, you know, messages have to change. From last year, going into last year, what have you done to go into this year to tweak the message that you're sending so it doesn't start to fall on deaf ears, so it doesn't start to get monotonous?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Ken. It's something I think about a lot because there are certain things that are core to who we are, whether it's your identity, things that you believe in, offense, defense, special teams, things that we believe in terms of how we work and how we go about our business. Those things will never change. But to your point, 2024, that team's going to be completely different than 2023. It's just some players are different, coaches are different. Just it's not the same. You don't just start where you left off. So I'm always thinking about that messaging. You could ask our players or coaches. I like to be very, very concise and succinct and try to grab them and grab their attention in my messaging. But I'm in front of our team quite a bit. That's the one thing I remember talking to Tito about. Tito's like, yeah, we have one team meeting. It's the first day of training camp or spring training, sorry. First, and then that's it. There's no more team meetings in baseball. In football, I'm in front of the team on Monday morning, Wednesday morning, Saturday night, Sunday before the game. So I'm always constantly thinking about how can I shape the environment with my messaging.
How hard is it to delegate? You seem to be very good at that. And basically any other head coach I've ever come across has been a control freak.
Yeah, not hard. I mean, if you surround yourself with good people, and I think we've done that, I really trust the people that we have, it's not hard. If I had to do this job by myself, I would fail. So I need those people around me.
There's always tough moments as a head coach. There was a shakeup within the building with the staff. Was that call to Alex Van Pelt the toughest thing you've had to do so far as a head coach?
There's a lot of tough decisions you make. Everything's hard. And when you bring in people into this, when you bring in people that you care about, when you bring in these are real human beings that you've spent a lot of time with, you've gotten to know, that's hard. And that's hard in any business that you make change. doesn't mean that you don't do it when you feel like it's the right thing to do. Doesn't change how you feel about people. Doesn't mean that you think they're bad people or bad coaches, obviously. But sometimes you make decisions that you think are in the best interest of the team. And that's what we've done. And that's what we'll always do. And we have to do that again, because in this business of sports, in this business of football, we are trying to, in any way we can, get better.
You know, we're always talking about play calling. And so what's going to manifest in that is talking about the play caller. And you guys have made that obviously something that's going to be up in the air until you finally decide. Doesn't seem like you're ready to decide yet. What are the factors that go into making that kind of evaluation?
Yeah, I think for me, it really goes into looking at this offseason, how we have not been on the practice field yet together. We haven't been in a practice together. We haven't been in a preseason game together. So just, I want to see how everybody on our offensive staff, myself, Ken, really every coach, I just want to see how it goes over the course of the next months and really see where I can help, where I can fill in the gaps, where I can, because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get the, like we were talking about, the best version of myself. I'm trying to get the best version of our coaching staff too. So whatever I think makes the most sense to for us to perform at a high level, that's what we'll do. I just don't think sitting here on April 19th, I can make that decision. I know it's something that a lot of people talk about. You know, I'm sure you guys get to fill up the airwaves on it. We will make the best decision for the team. But I don't personally feel like it's something that needs to be decided now.
I'm sure you're sick of answering the question. And honestly, we have not discussed it, because I don't think anybody cares anymore. Yeah. They will care once you announce it, I'm sure. But it's right. We can't speculate. We can't.
I've already told Grossi. I'm telling him. So he's getting the call first. Or I'll text him. I won't call him. I'll text him.
Well, that just bothers me. Now I got to tell. I have something for Daryl later on, and you know how he can be. Go ahead.
Right. So Ken Dorsey comes over, and a lot of fans only know him from either going up against Ohio State in the national championship, or the infamous camera view from him throwing the headset and being frustrated. First reaction from, it's one thing to hire a guy, sit with him, and have an interview. What has he been like in Berea?
Awesome. And you know, I would go back. What's awesome about Coach Dorsey is unbelievable player. Played with, have him tell you stories of the teammates that he had. I mean, we're talking Hall of Famers at Miami. Had an NFL career, which is not easy to do as a backup. And I just think backup quarterbacks make really good coaches. I think there's guys that I've coached, that Teddy Bridgewater, who was a starting quarterback and at times a backup quarterback. He's coaching high school ball. The guys I've been around, I'm not gonna put any pressure on them, but I feel like there's guys that are gonna be head coaches in this league. There's a lot of, that position really lends itself to coaching, because you're spending so much time preparing when you're maybe not even playing. But he was such a decorated player as a young person, and then got into coaching. And Ken's a grinder. He and I have kind of stayed in touch over the years. He's bounced around. I had a ton of success down there in Carolina, doing different jobs, and obviously success going to the Super Bowl with Cam, and then watching what he did in Buffalo. And just to your question, we've spent a lot of time together, and I can tell you he's a really, really, really high-level thinker, and he's also passionate about this game. And I think what our players will feel from Ken, and what I've already felt in these meetings, is he is passionate about offensive football. He's passionate about being an attack mentality, and you will feel that from Ken really throughout. And I should mention, you know, that's one of his strengths, and you're also, when you guys come out to practice, you're going to see Deuce Staley, and you're going to hear Deuce Staley, and you're going to see Andy Dickerson and Tommy Reese, and we have a bunch of new voices in there that I think will get the guys' attention.
Did he start to get after some things with you, maybe behind the scenes, like, hey, maybe we can use Elijah Moore like this. Maybe Jerry Jeudy could be this way, and something that you're like, wow, I've got,
without a doubt. Yes. We've had, and that's the fun part of Ken. He's got a really, really good feel for a variety of elements of the game, but it's a fresh perspective for me. But Ken's also got the right temperament. He's a really good person. Again, he's a former Brown, so he gets this town as well. And I'm excited that he's back in this building.
All right. When we come back, I got to ask you about your foundation. I have to talk about a big event coming up, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people out there. Also, I want to know the draft process when it comes to players and how that's changed, because there's a very important question behind that. Kevin Stefanski joining us right now in the Serpentini Auto Group Studios. We'll be back after this.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.